In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The essential prayer, the great theme of Advent, is taken from the end of the book of Revelation. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. As we begin this Advent season and this new year of grace, 2021, are we able to implore the Lord's coming with confidence and conviction? Or would we rather be relieved if he postponed his return a while longer, so that we can get our affairs in order, so that we can finally get serious about our conversion, so that we can start to be real Christians? For most of us, if we are honest, there's a great deal that still needs setting right before the Lord comes. And so the church each year gives us this time of renewal in order that we may be prepared, maybe converted, in advance of the Lord's coming. Blessed Ildefonso Schuster, in his commentary on the sacred liturgy, says of this first Sunday of the new liturgical year, after the slackness and spiritual lethargy in which we have been immersed, the church rouses us at last from sleep by those inspired words of the apostle, which once wrought the conversion of Augustine, and which we have heard in today's epistle. Yes, friends, that's just it. We've allowed ourselves to be slack and lethargic. We're really not so different from Augustine, who put off sin, yes, but for a while refused to put on Christ. We're really not so different from the future saint who dallied for a time on the doorstep of the church. We are called, you and I, each one of us, not only to cast off the works of darkness, but also to put on the armor of light. It's not enough to be better than others if we are not yet holy with the very holiness of Christ. If we cannot yet say, come, Lord Jesus, it's only because we have not yet put on the Lord Jesus as St. Paul today commands us to do. For if we were already living the very life of Christ here and now, then we would have no fear whatsoever about the prospect of Christ, our life, appearing to judge the living and the dead. If we were already saints, then we would long for his return with all the strength of our souls. But if we are not already saints, the fault is not his. It's ours. If we are not already saints, despite the daily availability of the sacraments and of prayer, despite our countless communions and our hours and hours spent reading the scriptures and the writings of the saints, it can only be because we've not yet thrown open the doors of our hearts to the Lord who is coming. It can only be because we've barred the way against him whom we nevertheless call our King and our God. Friends, we were created and redeemed in order that we might be saints, in order that we might live lives of iridescent perfection here and now, glowing with the virtues, made luminous with hope for still further glory when the Lord comes. We were called to wait with bated breath for his return, and in the meantime, to reveal his love and his mercy to the world by our lives of holiness. If we've not been fulfilling that high and noble vocation, then now is the time for a new beginning. Now is the time to follow the example of the beloved doctor of grace and to embrace the life of perfection. Now is the time to rise from our spiritual lethargy and to get serious about our spiritual lives. Now is the time to abandon our slackness and recommit to the virtues which make us like Christ and his saints. It is Advent. It is the time of preparation. It's the time of honest, searing self-examination so that we can be ready when the Lord comes. It's time for us to ask ourselves before God, do I really want the Lord to come and to come soon? Do I want him to find me like this? It's the time for each of us to beg the grace to say with true confidence and with heartfelt conviction, come, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.